We have been working on a series this year, which is called Reaping God's Benefits, also known as Becoming Fishers of Men. This week, it's part six, and it's called Be a Blessing. To become a fisher of men, you have to be a blessing. Be a blessing to anybody that you encounter or to whoever God guides you to. Be a blessing to them. Look for ways that you can be a blessing in the world. How you can improve people's lives, how you can change the world. Be a blessing wherever you go. Even if it's in the smallest way, be a blessing. We can be a blessing all the time. Doesn't have to be a big financial thing for you. It can be as simple as a smile. It can be as simple as a hug. It can be as simple as just saying, "Hi, how are you? I missed you." You know, these little things sometimes make a huge difference to people in the world. And we may take it for granted, but the people in the world need it. We've got to be a blessing. Now, God knows that we cannot function in this world without having the blessing. We cannot make it without the blessing in our life. We can't make it. And neither can the people out there. We're becoming fishers of men this year. We're talking about the traits and the characteristics that we need to take on, to start to act on, to use to become fishers of men. And in the result of us going out there and becoming fishers of men, we reap the benefits of God. We receive the benefits of God. There is incredible reward and blessing on our life when we're going out there and sharing the good news with other people. Being a fisher of men means going out into the world and sharing the kingdom of God with them, sharing the gospel, the good news, so that they know that they don't have to live in a dysfunctional relationship, that they don't have to live in a dysfunctional society, but that they can step out of that into the kingdom of God, where they can be blessed also. Now, in the very beginning, you know we need this blessing, because in the very beginning, when God created us, the first thing he said, and this is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, then God blessed them. So the first thing he did was bless. He created us, and he blessed us. Why? Because he knew we couldn't make it in this physical reality without his blessing. Now, his blessing isn't just in word. What that means is that's power. It's his power. When he blesses us, we have his power upon us. His power is now in us. We need divine power to be working through us in order for us to overcome the difficulties of this world. Say amen to that.
Amen.
What does the blessing do? When we have the blessing, the blessing will make us rich and add no sorrow to it. The blessing of God will heal us. The blessing of God will help us to overcome darkness, falsity, addictions, anything that tries to hold us or stop us, anything that is under the curse, which means not of the kingdom of God. The blessing will deliver us from it, right into God's kingdom, where we can live in a place of peace and reward and happiness. There is nothing upon this world, nothing upon this world that can stop you or stop the blessing working in you to deliver you out of those problems. Say amen to that. We need the blessing. God knew we need the blessing, and so first thing he did, he blessed them. And we receive the blessing today when we receive Jesus into our heart. You receive the blessing when you said, "Jesus, come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior." You receive the blessing of God. The blessing of God is now upon you. It is in you, and it's working to overcome the problems, to heal you, to change your world, to lift you up, to deliver you out of everything dysfunctional and put you into a perfect place with God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is what the blessing is doing, and you've already got it.
Amen.
You've already got it in your heart. When you receive Jesus, you've got the blessing on your life. But there's more. And we want to look at the more of what's happening when we've got the blessing. Let's go down to Genesis 12. Now, this is talking about Abram, also known as Abraham in later books, but Abram is what he's called here. Now, this is Genesis, and this Genesis 12, chapter 1, and it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and I'll curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.'"
Amen.
So here we see in this verse here in Genesis 12, that this is in the very beginning when Abram first hears from God. And God says, leave this land where you live. Leave your father's house. I'm going to lead you to a new place. I'm going to lead you to the promised land, to a great land. I'm going to bring you into, and I'm going to bless you. So God is already saying, if you follow me, I'm going to bless you. The blessing is now on him. But notice what it says here. It says, "And you shall be a blessing." When you receive the blessing, you become a blessing. See, when God blesses you, you now become the blessing. You are the blessing because you have been blessed. Say amen to that. I know some of you are still kind of trying to grasp that. It's kind of beyond where you are. So you're like, whoa, what? Yeah, that's what happens. You're changed. The blessing is on you. You now become blessed. And by using the blessing, you are the blessing. You're taking it out into the world. And it says here that all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Amen.
In Genesis 18:18, it's still talking to Abraham, God is, and he says, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. So all the families and all the nations will be blessed through Abraham. Why? Because he received the blessing. He is blessed. Once you are blessed, you now become the blessing of God. That means you now need to go out. A lot of responsibility here. You don't just get the blessing so you can sit back and take it easy. You get the blessing so that you can have an amazing life, that you can have supernatural power, that you can have peace, that you can have prosperity. But now having the peace, the prosperity, and the blessing upon your life now gives you the responsibility, because wherever you go, the blessing goes with you. And you now are responsible to be a blessing to other people. It's kind of infectious. The blessing's infectious, so spread it. Spread it around. Don't be afraid. You know, we want to spread it around and make sure that everybody catches it.
Amen?
Amen? Everybody, we want to catch that. So if you've invited Jesus into your heart, you've already got the blessing. And if you've already got the blessing, now the same as Abraham is being told by God, and you shall be a blessing. So that means now you should be a blessing. You've received Jesus already. You've got the blessing. It's already working in your life. Now you need to start to be a blessing. Be a blessing. This is talking about, in a very deep way, it's starting to explain to you what you need to do. When we're becoming fishers of men, the trade is to go out there and be a blessing. Be a blessing unto the world. This is exciting because all the families and all the nations will be blessed through you. He's talking to you too, because you are of that lineage of Father Abraham. As they call him Father Abraham because he's in your lineage. And you have been adopted in by receiving Jesus. So you have become a part of that entire plan of God, and now you are blessed. And now you need to receive that blessing. Abraham blessed his son Isaac. Why? Because he was blessed. He could now be a blessing. So he was going around and blessing. As a result of having the blessing on his life, he could bless someone else. Isaac went ahead and blessed his son Jacob. Why? Because he had got the blessing. The blessing was on him. He's now blessing others. Amen? And then, of course, Jacob, who got the blessing, ended up blessing Joseph's sons. He blessed them. So it's working the same way. You've got the blessing now. You've got to go out there and be a blessing. Bless somebody. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Got to get excited about that, because that's talking about where we are. Now, go a step further. As fishers of men, we are a blessing. That means we go out there, we need to start looking. Where can I be a blessing? Listening to God, where can I be a blessing? How can I be a blessing? You know, show me, lead me, teach me. I want to do this. I want to do this in a great way. Now, David was a blessing to Israel. He heard God. He heard God, and he was a blessing to Israel when he defeated Goliath. Say amen to that. So David is a blessing to Israel, the country of Israel, because that nation of Israel, because he saved them. By defeating Goliath, they didn't have to go to war. They were able to stay in peace. By him defeating Goliath, by coming up and being the blessing, no lives were lost. They didn't lose their fortune to the enemy. They were able to keep their possessions. They were able to stay safe because David was a blessing. Now remember that the prophet Samuel had anointed David. So the blessing of God is on David. David has the blessing. David comes to the front where the armies are facing, the Philistines and the Israelites are facing off against one another. The blessing is upon David, and David goes out to be a blessing. And what happens when we become a blessing? It begins to activate talents in us, abilities in us. It begins to activate our whole reason why we are created. David goes on to become an incredible leader of the nation. This was activated because he's using the blessing. If he only received the blessing, stayed out there in the fields, herding the shepherds, the sheep, and never came to be a blessing, he never would have stepped into his true purpose. He never would have stepped into what God had created him to be. By being a blessing, it activates the talents and the gifts and your true purpose of who you are.
Amen.
And same with Joseph. Remember Joseph with the coat of many colors, the Joseph that had all these brothers, and these brothers didn't really like him. You know, but Joseph, he ended up being a blessing. He not only was a blessing to the entire world, it says. And he was a blessing because he was hearing from God and he was using it. He could have been a sour, bitter teenager, upset that he had been sold by his brothers into slavery, and he never would have stepped into his purpose. Instead, though, he ends up using his gifts, his talents, to be a blessing. And as a result of that, he knows how to deal with this oncoming famine. And he saves, puts aside grain, and he's the one that controls it and watches over it because he has integrity and he's honest. And he is able now to distribute that out. And he even not only saves the Egypt from famine and from starvation. How many people did he save from being starved? That's a blessing. And it's because he was blessed. Amen? And because of that, now he is going out and not only saving Egypt, but the surrounding nations and even his own family. So he ends up being a blessing. And that's what he's trying to do. He's being a blessing. He saves people from starvation. He saves nations from destruction by being a blessing. When you start to set up in your mind that I want to be a blessing, God, I have been blessed, and now I'm going to bless. It will activate in you talents, abilities, gifts that you did not know you had. Did David know that he was a leader of a nation when he stepped up to face Goliath? No. But he did know that the anointing of God, the blessing of God was upon him, and he had in his heart that he wanted to be a blessing. It honed a skill in him that he could throw this slingshot with deadly accuracy. See, when we be a blessing, it now activates the talents and the gifts in you. It opens them and reveals them so that you can do greater things than you thought you could do.
Amen.
And this is how it works. This is how the blessing works. If you only sit there and don't use it and you just say, well, I'm blessed. Yeah, you're blessed, great. But see, it's meant, if we go back to Genesis 12, it says here that Abram, I will bless you, But then it also says, and you shall be a blessing. So it's not a one-step process of you're going to be blessed and that's it, take a vacation. No, no, you're going to be blessed. But now you've got the responsibility to go out and be a blessing. There. Now, we want to be a blessing. Somebody was telling me earlier this week about their grandmother. And their grandmother was from this church. I don't know what church it was. I couldn't even tell you that. But what she would do is she would be out on the street accosting people. And she'd say, you're going to go to hell. I can't even say that. You're going to burn. You're a sinner. Oh, you are in big trouble now. And she would go around the streets and be talking like this all the time. You are cursed, she would say. Well, that's not our job. That's not your job. That's the wrong thing. She was saying the wrong stuff. God never said anything about going around and condemning people. What did Jesus say? Judge not, lest ye also be judged. We're not supposed to be judging. We're supposed to be blessing. Amen. Our job is to bless. Let somebody else handle the judging. Your job isn't to curse. That's somebody else's job. You need to be blessing. Go out there and bless. See, this lady had misunderstandings, this grandmother, and she was accosting people on the street. They were scared. They were running. They're thinking, she's cuckoo, you know, and they're walking away from her. Why? Because she's not using what God has given her. God has put a blessing upon her, and you're blessed to be a blessing. That's not being a blessing. That's not being a blessing. But when we start to talk to God and ask Him, how can I be a blessing, God? Show me where I can be a blessing today. When your heart is there, now you start to experience it. Now you start to walk in it. Now you start to know something in a new way. And it starts to activate in your life. Now check this out. So your talents and your gifts activate when you use the blessing. You remember this guy, Job? Job was a guy, he had a lot of livestock and land and a big family. Man, Job was like, you know, he was really, really rich. Job was like super successful. And then he lost it all. And he lost his livestock and he lost his land and he lost his family and he even lost his health. And there he is. He's got nothing, not even his health. And what does Job do? He starts to pray for his friends. He starts to think about, how can I be a blessing to my friends? And he starts to pray for his friends. And what happens? He is restored double. Everything Job had, he now has twice as much land, twice as many livestock, twice as many kids. You know, he's got everything is increased double because he was being a blessing. How many of you, if you lost everything, even your health, and you're laying there and you're coughing and you're covered in sores and you can't move, are going to be thinking about what you can do for somebody else? But that's the key to you receiving increase. That's the key to unlocking the ability. This is what activates the blessing in your life. Say amen to that. This is what activates the blessing in your life. Sometimes we get feeling sorry for ourselves and we think how bad our life is. Look at Job. How bad was his life? He lost everything. He had nothing. Even his health was shot. But he wasn't sitting there moping and groaning because that doesn't activate the power. It doesn't activate the blessing in your life. If he would have done that, we wouldn't be talking about Job today. But Job prayed for his friends in the midst of feeling the lowest. He went from incredible success right down into the gutter. That's hard. You see people that do that, they get devastated because they were living at such a level of success, living in a great house, having a great life. They could buy anything they wanted, had family around them, a great support system. You know, they were successful. Probably everybody was looking up to him and thinking, man, look at how this guy, he's so great. He's got so much livestock. He's such a cool guy. I got to go get advice from him because he knows everything. And he goes from way up there down into the gutter where he's got nothing, not even his health. I'm sure his friends were now laughing now. They probably were thinking, well, he was not so great after all, is he? But Job didn't feel sorry for himself. Job didn't mope about it. Job activated the blessing by praying for his friends, by being a blessing. This is how you activate the blessing. You don't have to get down to where you're in the gutter and you have nothing left. But start now. Because this is what activates the blessing of God in your life. This is what brings the increase in health. This is what brings the increase in prosperity. This is what brings the supernatural protection upon you. Is when you're out there looking and striving to see, how can I be a blessing? This is what it's about to be a good fisher of men. When you're out there looking, how can I spread the blessing and give the blessing to them also? Then it activates in your life and comes in a supernatural and great way. It's a wonderful thing. We got to understand how it works, though, because it's easy for us to fall into feeling bad about ourselves. But if we do that, then we don't get to activate the blessing. We got to break out of that trait. Don't let yourself fall into being sorry for yourself. Get in there and know. No. Every one of you has the blessing upon you. Every one of you. And all you've got to do now, activate it. Activate it by being a blessing. That's how it gets activated in your life. And as I said, it activates talents, abilities, and skills you didn't know. David goes on to be a great leader of the nation. We didn't know he was a leader, you know, but here it comes out. You know, we get to see what he is capable of by his being a blessing. It activates the prosperity, the healing. It increases. Job gets double now because he starts to be a blessing for his friends, even when he's got nothing. He's not praying about, oh God, why have you done this to me? No, he's saying, God, help my friends. I know they need your help. Be upon them. Let your light be upon them. I proclaim them blessed. You know, I don't know the exact prayer, but I'm sure it went something like that. He wanted good for them. He wanted to be a blessing, and now they receive it. We can be a blessing in our lives too, because we have the blessing. We can go out and bless others. And it's our responsibility. It's part of, if you've got the blessing, you've got to use it, because now you've become a blessing. Amen? Now, I'll tell you, we've had some great stories about being a blessing. Kirsten recently shared a story with us about how she was a blessing. She heard from God. God told her to go and help this co-worker of hers. And she did what God said. And it blessed the woman financially. And before that, now this is the other great thing that happened. See, that blessing now came upon this woman that Kirsten was helping. The blessing came upon her. Before the day was done, she had double financially. It had increased her. Because, see, like I said, the blessing's infectious. Amen. When you go out to be a blessing, you're spreading it. You're getting other people to catch it. And if they can catch the blessing, now it can change their lives too. They can be set free financially, physically. If they got a sickness or something, they can be set free from that. If they're in darkness or addictions, you can get them infected with the blessing. And it is the antidote to every problem.
Amen?
Amen? So we want to go out and share that in a great way. Now, we had a man last Monday. I went to work and I was all excited and happy and couldn't wait. And while I was getting ready and get everything set up at the office, God told me, he said, ask the client that's coming, ask them where they parked. And I was like, oh, okay, because he reminded me that there's street cleaning on Monday over here on Orlando. And so the guy comes in, and I'm all excited, so I start talking to him, and I completely forget what God told me, and we start working away, and God reminds me. He said, ask him where he parked. And I said, well, where did you park? And he says, well, I parked out on the street where I always parked. I said, did you read the sign? He says, no, I just parked where I usually park. So I was like, maybe I should go out and check. So I go out to check. I get outside, and lo and behold, the parking enforcement guy is already at the car. He is already looking in the window and reading the VIN number. And he's holding up his little machine. And you already know, oh, my heart dropped. I was like, oh, man. I run out. I yell, here I am. You know, the guy doesn't look up. He's still working away. You know, I get to the car. I stand right there. I'm like, here I am. You know, and I smile. And he's like, so? And I'm like, well, I'll move the car. And he's like, you know, you can't park here. And I'm like, well. You know what? Did you read the signs? I'm like, no, I didn't read the signs. He's like, all right. All right, because you're being honest, I'm going to let you go. And I'm like, yes, the blessing of God is working in my life.
Amen.
Yes, all right, woo! And so the guy, he starts, the parking enforcement starts back to the car, and then he turns around, he comes back, he says, why doesn't your car have a front license plate? You know you can get a ticket for that. Why doesn't it have a front license plate? And I'm like, how do I know? It's not my car. You know, I didn't say that, but I'm like thinking in my head, what am I supposed to say? And then he goes around to the back of the car and he says, you know, your tags are expired. My tags are expired. I'm like, oh no. He says, do you have paperwork on this? Do you have something that, from the DMV? Because if you can show me the paperwork, I won't give you a ticket, but I got to give you a ticket for this. This is like 6 months expired. And I'm like, okay, hold on, it's inside. He says, yeah, go inside, get it. I'm like, really? Okay. So I run inside, I grab the other guy. I'm like, come on, you got to come out here. And you know, because they were going to tow your car, but now they said it's okay. They're not going to, you know, give you a ticket for the parking, but now they want to give you a ticket because you don't have tags. So he comes running out. And we go out there together. And I'm thinking, oh, gee, okay, God. Well, as soon, he comes up and he says hardly anything. The guy with the parking enforcement guy said, is this your car? And he goes, yes. He says, you don't have, your tags are expired. He says, yes. He said, I bought the car, had trouble with the DMV because there was a mechanical problem. That's about it. I'm like, come on, you got to say more than that. Come on, put up a case here. The guy's saying, I got to give you a ticket for this. You don't have any paperwork on this. He's like, no. If you tried to go to the DMV, no. Why did you not go to the DMV? Well, I had this problem. I'm going to have to give you a ticket for that. You know, and you got no license, front license plate. But I'm not going to give you a ticket for no front license plate. I'm not going to give you a ticket for the parking. I'm going to give you a ticket for this. The guy says, can you give me a second chance? And you can see the guy's like, no, he's doing it. He's going to do it. And then he changes his mind. He says, okay, I'm going to let you go. I'm like, wow. He just let him go for a bunch of offenses. He said, you can go. There's more. The parking enforcement guy now goes on to tell us how to avoid a ticket. He now says, hey, guys, don't park this car anywhere on the street around here because some other parking enforcement guy is going to come. He's going to give it a ticket. They'll tow it. Towing is $200. You don't want to get it towed. If they see this, they'll tow it. He said, so don't park it anywhere on the streets around here. I would say park it in a parking lot. Can you park it over there in that parking lot right there? If you park it there, you'll be okay. I'm like, praise God.
Amen.
The blessing of God. Now, this man had come to services for the first time last week.
Amen.
And I know that the blessing of God is on his life because he had come here.
Amen.
I know that the blessing was working in this situation. You know when these parking enforcement guys start, they don't stop. You know when they're already looking down and doing something, they don't change their mind. You know that when they say they got to give you a ticket, they'll give you a ticket. But I also know that the blessing of God was changing this parking enforcement guy's mind. I could see it. He was determined to give us a ticket. And then I could see that suddenly something changed in his mind. And I know it was God working in this guy to change it. And I know it's because the blessing of God was upon me and upon this gentleman that was with me. And I know that we were delivered out of it. And I know that every week we say something very important. We say rules and laws changed.
Amen.
We say preferential treatment.
Amen.
We say battles won, which we did not have to fight.
Amen.
This all happened. And why do we have battles won? Because we don't have to fight. All because of the blessing of God on my life.
Yes.
Amen. The gentleman with the car received this because he spoke the words of faith, the prayer of faith that we say every week, and he had the blessing upon his life because he had received Jesus into his heart, and now it's working to protect us. Now, notice what it did. It protected us in an interesting way because I had forgot what God told me to do as soon as the guy got there. Ask him where he parked. But it's okay. I made a mistake. God, his blessing upon me, corrected it. There was no penalty for that. The gentleman that had the car made a mistake. He didn't have it registered. He didn't have a front license plate. He had parked in the wrong spot. God corrected it. This is the thing, is sometimes we make mistakes in life. Sometimes they're honest mistakes. Sometimes they were kind of like maybe questionable mistakes. But it doesn't matter. The blessing of God can sort it out and give us a second chance. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I want you to say preferential treatment.
Preferential treatment.
Rules and laws changed.
Rules and laws changed.
Battles won.
Battles won.
Which I do not have to fight.
Which I do not have to fight.
All because of the blessing of God on my life.
All because of the blessing of God on my life.
Say amen to that.
Amen. Praise God.
So here we have that we were able to share the blessing. And because we shared the blessing, we were a blessing to someone. And it worked in their life. Kirsten was sharing the blessing with someone, and it brought blessing upon them. See, the blessing is infectious, and when we begin to tell other people about it, and they receive it, now they can have victory in their life. And we know it's the power of God that's doing these things, because there's no way humanly possible that we could have convinced this parking guy to change his mind.
Amen.
And for the amount of words that the guy that was with me used, it wouldn't have worked, because he only used a couple of words. But God can do it. That's how the blessing works in our life. The blessing activates your talents, your abilities, and your skills.
Amen.
When you're being a blessing. When you're being a blessing, it activates the increase, the prosperity, so that you now have double, you have more. It activates protection, so that it protects and corrects when you make mistakes. It helps to make things better. It fixes it as you go. The blessing can overcome every problem in your life. The blessing heals. There is nothing that the blessing is not an antidote for. You want an injection of the blessing. Begin to use the blessing, because every single one of you have been blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.